the emerging management field of spirituality in business. He is committed to reconnecting business with its natural source of creativity, innovation, and compassion. Tim Klaus is a business educator, seminar leader, and gifted spiritual counselor. He has a keen ability to connect individuals with their intuitive spirit and to catalyze them into action. Through his integrity, insight, and inspiration, he has supported thousands of people in achieving expanded results and more fulfilling lives. Chicken Soup for the Soul at Work is for working souls everywhere. These stories speak about meaningful relationships, creative fulfillment, the power of acknowledgement and extraordinary service, all in the arena of work. The stories explore labors of love and purpose, and speak of the enormous heart, soul, and spirit that people express through their work. Chapter 1, Love at Work. Work is love made visible. Khalil Gibran. Jesse's Glove by Rick Phillips. A kind and compassionate act is often its own reward. William J. Bennett.
I do a lot of management training each year for the Circle K Corporation, a national chain of convenience stores. Among the topics we address in our seminars is the retention of quality employees, a real challenge to managers when you consider the pay scale in the service industry. During these discussions, I ask the participants, what has caused you to stay long enough to become a manager? Some time back, a new manager took the question and slowly, with her voice almost breaking, said, it was a $19 baseball glove. Cynthia told the group that she originally took a Circle K clerk job as an interim position while she looked for something better. On her second or third day behind the counter, she received a phone call from her 9-year-old son, Jesse. He needed a baseball glove for Little League. She explained that as a single mother, money was very tight, and her first check would have to go for paying bills. Perhaps she could buy the baseball glove with her second or third check. When Cynthia arrived for work the next morning, Patricia, the store manager, asked her to come to the small room in back of the store that served as an office. Cynthia wondered if she had done something wrong or left some part of her job incomplete from the day before. She was concerned and confused. Patricia handed her a box. "I overheard you talking to your son yesterday," she said. "And I know that it is hard to explain things to kids. This is a baseball glove for Jesse, because he may not understand how important he is, even though you have to pay bills before you can buy gloves. You know, we can't pay good people like you as much as we would like to, but we do care, and I want you to know you are important to us." The thoughtfulness, empathy, and love of this convenience store manager demonstrates vividly that people remember more how much an employer cares than how much the employer pays. An important lesson for the price of a Little League baseball glove.
Whatever You Need by Martin Root. That which cometh from the heart goes to the heart. Jeremiah Burroughs.
I was working as a consultant in a beer company, helping the president and senior vice presidents formulate and implement their new strategic vision. It was an enormous challenge. At the same time, my mother was in the final stages of cancer. I worked during the day and drove 40 miles home to be with her every night. It was tiring and stressful, but it was what I wanted to do. My commitment was to continue to do excellent consulting during the day, even though my evenings were very hard. I didn't want to bother the president with my situation, yet I felt someone at the company needed to know what was going on. So I told the vice president of human resources, asking him not to share this information with anyone. A few days later, the president called me into his office. I figured he wanted to talk to me about one of the many issues we were working on. When I entered, he asked me to sit down. He faced me from across his large desk,